Good Saturday morning to you. We're coming up to 7:45. That means it's time for a wine chat, among other things, with our friend Jack Farrell from Haskell's. Good morning, Jack, and let me wish you and all the folks and your family at Haskell's happy Thanksgiving.
Well, and a happy Thanksgiving to you, too. You know, that's an exciting holiday, and that's obviously what we'll talk about today. What goes well with your Thanksgiving feast? And, you know, with more and more people just smaller occasions, smaller groups, etc., I think the marriage of food and wine becomes a little more important. And so let's talk a little bit about Thanksgiving wine. But before I do, I get hundreds of requests every year for my turkey-based. And it's very, very simple. It's one-third orange juice, one-third white wine, and one-third melted butter. And you mix that all together and baste the turkey with that three or four times while it's cooking. And it adds a wonderful continental touch, that citrus with the wine and the butter softens. I mean, it is delicious. We've been doing it for years and years and years. I think, golly, I don't even want to think how many decades. But anyhow, I'll repeat it. It's one-third orange juice, one-third white wine, and one-third butter. Melt that all together and then baste during the roasting period of the turkey. And it'll add an extra dimension to your turkey, believe me. Let's talk about Thanksgiving wines. One of our favorites is something called Vouvray. And it's Vouvray Voltaire, and we've been selling it for over 50 years. And it grows exponentially every single year. Vouvray is a wine from the Loire Valley in France. It's 100% Chenin Blanc. It has a nose of kind of apricots and almonds, and it's got a soft, round finish. It's a real crowd pleaser, and in all those years, 50 years, it started at $10. Today, 50 years later, it's only $12.99 a bottle. So it hasn't gone up very much, and it's one of the great bargains there is around. Vouvray Voltaire. Another good Vouvray is one called Lelys. L-E-S-L-Y-S. And they're both, in my opinion, my first recommendation to anybody. Vouvray is a real crowd pleaser, and it goes so well with all the side dishes. You know, when you have Thanksgiving and you got yams with marshmallows, and there's a lot of sweetness. In fact, turkey is kind of sweet. So this Vouvray goes just about perfectly with it, in my opinion. Of course, if you're having just even celebrating by yourself, why not start with an aperitif? And the aperitif I recommend is Viamont Scremant. Now, Viamont makes sparkling wine in the champagne method, but they make it in Burgundy, so it can't be called champagne. So it's a Cremant, which is C-R-E-M-A-N-T, and that means a sparkling wine made in the champagne tradition, but it's made outside of champagne, which makes it a lot less expensive than champagne. It's under $20 a bottle, and it is an absolutely delightful aperitif. You know, you can't really beat, in my opinion, sparkling wines for an aperitif. And whether your favorite is a cava or prosecco or something like Cremant, like Boyau or Viamont Cremant, they're wonderful aperitifs. And if you want to really add a Thanksgiving wrinkle, why not make a cranberry mimosa? Now, everybody knows about mimosa. That's orange juice and sparkling wine. And for Thanksgiving, or even for that matter for Christmas, if you wish, put a little cranberry juice in the wine instead of orange juice. You'll find it is absolutely a delight and looks so pretty and festive. It's a nice pink color. It makes an absolutely marvelous aperitif, a cranberry mimosa or one of those sparkling wines. And don't forget, you know, rosés are popular year-round now, and that makes a good aperitif, too. One I particularly like because of its dryness is called Second Growth. It's from the Willamette Valley in Oregon. And their Second Growth rosé, in my opinion, would be an absolute delightful aperitif to have if you didn't want to have sparkling wine. And like I said, that Cremant is a Blanc de Blanc, which means white from white. So the Cremant Blanc de Blanc is all Chardonnay sparkling. A wonderful wine. If you're going to have red, I'd have a light Southern Burgundy, like a Savigny or a Beaune or a Santanay, from just wonderful. Or another one that's pretty good, and again on the inexpensive side, is Laforge Pinot Noir. This is comes from the Midi in France, and Laforge is one of the best producers there. In fact, he makes the best Viognier I've ever tasted, and Viognier can be $100 a bottle, and his happens to be under $15 a bottle. And the Pinot Noir is that inexpensive, too, and it is delicious. And again, a good wine to have with your holiday feast. And of course, it really depends on what you're having. I'm talking mainly here about turkey, and but a lot of people don't have turkey, and we'll talk about some other combinations in a minute. Another wine not to overlook for Thanksgiving, in my opinion, is Nouveau Beaujolais. Yes, you heard me right, Nouveau Beaujolais. It's light, it's fruity, it's very fruit-forward, it's a real crowd-pleaser, everybody likes it, it's low in alcohol, has a lot going for it, and it, too, because of the light fruitiness, will go with all those sweet side dishes that accompany turkey, whether you're having squash soup or any of that. And let's not forget, after dinner, we have a liqueur called Louisa's. And Louisa is pecan, coffee, and caramel. And that combination is hard to beat. It's if you like Kahlua or Tia Maria, you're going to love Louisa. Pecan, caramel, and coffee. It just sounds good. And believe me, it tastes even better than it sounds. Now, I said we'd talk a little bit about some other things that people have for the holiday. And if you're going to have, say, lamb, well, in my opinion, lamb calls for Bordeaux. And Bordeaux is a blended wine. Bordeaux is usually Cabernet Sauvignon, Merlot, and Cabernet Franc, and those three. And, of course, if it's from the southern part, it's usually Merlot. The northern part of Bordeaux, it's usually Cabernet Sauvignon. And where, like a Saint-Emilion, it's principally Merlot, as is a Pomerol. And then when you have the other areas, everything from Margaux to Pouillac to Saint-Julien, etc., those are usually Cabernet principally. But one of the reasons I like lamb so well is they graze lamb on the salt flats. You know, Bordeaux is near the ocean, very close. It's a port city. As a matter of fact, Lafayette, coming to our revolution, sailed from the little town of Pouillac, which is famous for Chateau Lafite Rothschild. But anyhow, I digress. Lamb glazed on those salt flats is just wonderful, and they serve it all the time in Bordeaux. So it always comes to me to have Bordeaux with lamb. It really is terrific. And then my son Ted, who was always surprising me, had a roast lamb, and he had Torchbearer Zinfandel, which is a Zinfandel from Lodi in California. They're getting very, very well known for having some of the better Zinfandels out of California. And that Lodi Zinfandel went perfectly with his roast leg of lamb. So that would be another one to try. If you're doing ham, Riesling is the best. That salted smoke flavor that comes in a ham is just paired and foiled beautifully with any kind of a Riesling. So, and almost any kind of a Riesling would work. One of my favorites, of course, is from Berncastle, Dr. Tanish Riesling, which is a straight Riesling, again, modestly priced. It would be delicious with ham. Or, I mentioned a minute ago when we were talking about Laforge, Laforge makes a Viognier, which is one of the best Viogniers I have ever tasted in my life. And I compare it to Viogniers that are hundreds of dollars a bottle. This one is under 15, and it's delicious, and it would be perfect with ham. Viognier or Riesling with ham. Beef, Cabernet Sauvignon from California. There's one called 1881 that is made for us by our friends at Buena Vista, and it is superb. It's a BOGO right now, which means you get buy one, get the second one free. It's fairly pricey. It's about ends up costing about $30 a bottle, but it would be just fabulous. And, of course, if you're on a little budget, you want to have beef, again, my friends at Laforge make a wonderful Cabernet Sauvignon that is very, very good. If you're having a vegetarian meal, what would be better than a good Napa Chardonnay? And Tobias makes a great one. Tobias isn't so well known as his father-in-law, who's Rick Forman, who wins awards for his Chardonnay all the time. But believe me, Tobias, Toby, his son, isn't far behind with his Tobias Chardonnay. It is absolutely terrific and would go very, very well with any kind of vegetarian dish you're planning. If you want to have a red with a vegetarian dish, why not try a Sangiovese? This is the principal grape type of most of Tuscany in Italy. And there's some really good ones there. You could get a Brunello di Montalcino, etc., and make wonderful accompaniment to your vegetarian deal. These wines are very inexpensive. They're very, very good. And the best thing about them is they're very, very affordable. So, you know, it's an interesting time of year. Usually at this time of year, I call you from France because I go to the auction. And they are going to have the auction just as expected, always on Sunday, this coming Sunday. But it will be, of course, done via Zoom and computer. And I'll be online in Zoom Sunday afternoon. I'm looking forward to it because the vintage 2020 in Burgundy is absolutely excellent. And this is that auction every year sets the price for Burgundy for the entire world. And I have a hunch it is going to be very, very reasonable this year. And the vintage itself, 2020, is absolutely superb, all my spies tell me. And so while I'll be missing that wonderful black tie dinner tonight in France that they have at the wonderful Clos Vougeot and all the folderol that goes with that, and tomorrow the auction, I will participate in the auction via Zoom, and that'll be kind of neat to do too. The idea of having this auction is wonderful because it goes to charity, and it is one of the largest charitable wine auctions in the world, and it occurs today, or I'm sorry, tomorrow, Sunday, the third Sunday in November, always in the beautiful medieval town of Beaune. Well, there you have some interesting things, I think. Don't forget that Vouvray Voltaire is an absolute natural to go with your turkey, and it's a crowd pleaser, and it has a modest price, and it may introduce you to a new varietal, Chenin Blanc, that you might find, just like I tell people, discovering wines is like discovering new friends. And once you find that friend like Chenin Blanc, you're going to like it, and you're going to find that that wine really, in my humble opinion, was made to go with turkey, and it does so very, very well. And again, you could even try Nouveau Beaujolais, a modestly priced wine, and it goes pretty well with turkey as well for if you're looking for a red wine. So there you have a half a dozen or a dozen different recommendations to have with your holiday feast. And I'm sure that the combination of picking the right wine to go with your feast will make it that much better. And it may not make up for not having the whole family there, but it certainly will make your evening and your meal a little more pleasant if the wines accompany it very, very well together. And again, I'll mention the turkey base because somebody will call. I didn't have a pencil to write it down. It's just simple. One-third orange juice, one-third butter, and one-third white wine. And any white wine, as long as it's dry, would be perfect in that turkey base. And you can put in a little saucepan on top of the stove and baste that turkey with it three or four times while it's cooking. And believe me, you will be absolutely delighted with the final results.
Outstanding, Jack. Well, I'll tell you what, you can find all those great wines Jack was talking about today right there at Haskell's.
Indeed. The folks at Haskell's love to talk about wine. They love to pair wine. And believe me, as I said, they'll pair a perfect wine for you with your Thanksgiving feast, and best of all, they'll do it with a wine that doesn't cost too much. There's a Haskell's near you where you can save big dollars on wine. Haskell's in Bloomington. There's a Haskell's in Excelsior right at the lake. In Faribault, we're right off at 35. Our Maple Grove Super Cellar is not to be missed. 22,000 square feet of wines from all over the world. In downtown Minneapolis, we have free parking on Saturday and Sunday. There's a Haskell's at Ridgedale, Plymouth, St. Paul's Highland Village, Stillwater, White Bear Lake, and Woodbury, too. And if you can't come in, go to Haskell's.com. And don't forget, Haskell's does deliver, and we still have some Advent packages, and the Advent packages kind of neat. It's 24 little bottles. You open up like an Advent wreath thing, and you take a bottle out every day of a small bottle that makes about 2 glasses of wine or glass and a half, depending on your pour. And you get to try a new wine every day from the whole month of Advent, starting December 1st through the 24th. And like I said, we still have a few left. So come into Haskell's, and I would also like to wish everybody a very, very happy Thanksgiving on behalf of all the folks at Haskell's.
Thank you, Jack, and let's talk next week.
Denny, I'm going to look forward to that.
Very good.